Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Connie Terman. We are dedicating this edition to a special place, a unique experience, and a remarkable opportunity, as you'll find out if you haven't already.
What is not to love about the Cross Kirkland Corridor?
I love walking and seeing the water and the birds and the hummingbirds.
I like seeing all the people out getting healthy, walking along, experiencing nature and the views.
I use it for walking my dog, I use it for exercising, I use it for bird watching, I use it for stargazing late at night. I love it.
We love it, and the usage of it has been great.
The recent celebration of the opening of the Interim Trail was another milestone to the transformation of the Cross Kirkland Corridor. And if you were to gauge the momentum of this transformation, you might wonder if the city has any intention of slowing down in its efforts to make the CKC a walkable, vibrant, connected, and sustainable community asset.
We can commute. We can connect. We can explore. We can socialize. We can reflect. We can people watch. We can dog walk. We can play. Bike, run, walk, and roll.
City leaders want the corridor to be perfectly positioned so that it connects to people and places through multiple means of transportation. And there are many opportunities now and in the future to connect it all. Kirk Triplett, Kirkland City Manager, explains the opportunity he saw in the corridor when he was first hired at the city.
You know, an old abandoned railroad line that's rusty and weed infested, it just divides the community. And what I knew from the very beginning is that this had the potential to really unite and connect the community.
And in just under 3 years from purchasing the Cross Kirkland Corridor, the city of Kirkland is excited about the transformation yet to come. Guy Michelson of the Burger Partnership, the consultant who helped the city develop a master plan for the corridor, believes it will change the way people live in Kirkland.
I think the next great opportunity for the corridor is how can we now claim it as part of our culture? And with all the unique places and neighborhoods and businesses along the corridor, how can we start to infuse the corridor with more activity and interest that, again, makes it more of a place for people to want to be?
The hope is that the Cross Kirkland Corridor is also a place where businesses want to be.
One of the truly remarkable things about the Cross Kirkland Corridor is even though it's part of a much larger East Side Rail Corridor, at both ends and in the middle, it has huge economic areas, and the economic growth of those areas is really astounding. At the southern end, we have our Yarrow Bay Business District, where we have our connection to 520. There will soon be a pedestrian and bike bridge that takes you over to the University of Washington along 520. We have one of our largest employers, PACCAR, Kenworth Trucks. The University of Washington has a business school down there, and it's where we have our new transit-oriented development. We've got Google behind us. It's expanding its campus from 1,200 people to over 2,000. We have our Houghton Shopping Center, one of our nicest and best retail areas in the city. And if you follow the corridor all the way up to Totem Lake Business District, it's our area that's the largest area of economic growth for the city.
And this economic growth opportunity did not go unnoticed by Scott Holm, Kirkland resident and owner of Chainline Brewery. Deciding to take his beer craft hobby more seriously, he and his wife approached the city about locating their business on the corridor, only to learn his business type was not allowed.
We worked with the city pretty closely to, you know, hopefully encourage them to change the zoning so that we could actually do something like this along the trail. Luckily, they agreed and thought it was a good thing.
And thanks to the changes made to the zoning code, it's easier for breweries, wineries, and distilleries and their associated retail uses to be located close to the corridor. Design standards were also adopted that encourage buildings to orient to the corridor in terms of facade, design, landscaping, and pedestrian connections. Chainline Brewery considers its traditional back door as its new front door and offers this observation to its current and future business neighbors.
Every day it seems like there's more and more people using this. And once businesses start to notice that, I think you'll see that you've got a great foot traffic corridor, what used to be the backside of your building.
To the south of Chainline is Google, which is expanding its workforce and accommodating new employees with a 180,000 square foot building, which is as large as two football fields. Construction is managed by SRM Development, who has designed public improvements to the corridor.
Our vision is really about family, and we're in a neighborhood, and there's a lot of families that can use the improvements for bringing their kids out here and playing on the play structure that we're going to have for the kids, things that can create better health. So we're going to build a basketball court. We'll have a sand volleyball court.
SRM is taking advantage of the 100-foot wide portion of the corridor, which includes the only paved part of the interim trail.
I think when you see it, and you'll see the landscaping and the gathering areas and just the path itself and the lighting, it'll invite people into the park.
In addition to the improvements to the corridor, expected to be complete in July, SRM has also provided pathways for Everest neighborhood students to reach Lakeview Elementary School without having to walk on Northeast 68th Street. Making connections is what the Cross Kirkland Corridor is all about, and it's the number one request the city's CKC coordinator, Kari Page, hears.
People have always wanted to get across, and once we owned it, everybody got excited. They can now get from Everest neighborhood to downtown Kirkland, and now that the trail is open, it's people wanting to get to it.
One such connection on the corridor is a proposal to build steps from the bridge at Northeast 68th Street for easier access to and from the corridor and Lakeview Elementary School. The proposal is being considered through the city's neighborhood safety program.
And then they called down and started talking to the four neighborhoods that this all comes together at here, and they all wanted to send in that application, and so that is endorsed by like five neighborhood associations as, you know, a key area that they want to make a connection. And it's just really cool to see people that don't even live right at that spot want to improve that spot because they know that then they can get to the Houghton Shopping Center.
The corridor's connections don't just end within the city. There are plans to connect the CKC to regional trails such as the Sammamish River Trail, Burt Gilman Trail, Redmond Central Connector, and others. And further into the future, the CKC will connect to the new State Route 520 bridge and to Bellevue, where users through Sound Transit's EastLink Light Rail can connect to Interstate 90, Seattle, and the airport. Kirkland's interest has always been to have the Cross Kirkland Corridor provide multiple methods of transportation, including transit. And the city is looking to its legislators to envision the next transformation.
What we need help from our legislators, both at the state level and the federal level, is to find a way to create an alternative of transit on this corridor. So whether that be light rail or bus rapid transit or aerial tramways and gondolas, the potential for this corridor to really serve that growth and get people to work and play is essential.
If you haven't experienced the Cross Kirkland Corridor, here's an invitation from those who have.
See you on the CKC.
See you on the CKC.
See you on the CKC.
Learn more about the Cross Kirkland Corridor at www.kirklandwa.gov/CrossKirklandCorridor or find us on Facebook. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland, and we'll see you on the CKC. Currently Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@KirklandWA.gov.